views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of Angels and Answers. We've already been in Sky Siegel. We're so happy to be back. Not that we've been that far.
You want to know something? I was driving this morning.
Yes.
And one thing that makes me very upset and angry is when somebody drives 25 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. I mean, it is insanely slow.
I
don't care. No, it's so ridiculously slow. That's if you're driving around the park or up and down your driveway, you can do 25. But when you're on a main road and it's 25, it's ridiculous. It just infuriates me because 25 is insanely slow. And then, of course, after that, when then finally once you pass the person or the person turns off, thank God, you get stuck behind another slow dump truck or a school bus or whatever. And it always happens when you're in an extreme hurry.
Of course.
I don't get it. It's like, it's just so frustrating.
I think the worst thing is to get stuck in front and back of school buses. OMG.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh, please.
I hate it. No, I swear to God, it's just like one of my pet peeves. I mean, seriously, you go down the turnpike or the parkway. I mean, it's 55 miles an hour, sometimes 65 miles an hour. Everyone's doing 80, 90 miles
That's
an hour.
True.
And if the police wanted to, like, have a field day and collect $1 million, they could pull over literally 90% of the people that are on the road.
That's so true.
And it blows me away that, you know, that more people aren't pulled over. I mean, put it this way, not that I don't, you know, not that I want them to, but seriously, I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, you're
right. The general public does go around 75, 80 miles an hour. I'm sorry, they do. Most of the people travel at that speed. And, you know, like I said, doing 25 into 25, oh, my God, just shoot me now. That is so insanely ridiculous.
I know. And they do have a lane that's called the slow lane. It's all the way to the extreme right. So they're off, you know, if you really...
Yeah, it's called the shoulder. If you're going to do 25, go on the shoulder.
No, it's the right lane is for the slow folks. So stay away from that. And then the left lane, the extreme left, is for the Speedy Gonzaleses, which I like to drive. I love to drive.
You know, it was really funny. There was, I was speaking with this one girl and, you know, very sweet person, very charming person.
Yes.
And I asked her what her name was and she said, my name's Cheyenne. And I thought that was a beautiful name.
That is a beautiful
name. And I said to her, I said, wow, that's a really beautiful name. She goes, thank you. My mother gave it to me for my birthday. And I thought that was, That was a clever answer.
Yes, it is a clever answer.
You know, there was another time where, you know, I was back in the day when I used to be married. And so I'm in a clothing store.
I know those.
I'm in a clothing store with my wife at the time. And it was an all-woman's clothing store. And, you know, I was being the patient husband inside the mall. And so I asked the girl, I jokingly with her, because obviously it was an all-woman's store. So I said, so where's the men's section? And she said, it's over by the cash register.
That's clever.
You know, I thought that was pretty funny, too.
That was very clever.
That was clever.
It's clever. Yeah, I was driving the parkway a couple of nights ago. I'm a dirty stay out. So anyway, I'm driving the parkway, and you're right. Everybody was going like 100 miles an hour. And so...
And that's not an exaggeration. People are going like 85, 90, 100 miles an hour.
I know.
It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous.
So I felt obligated to go 100 miles an hour too.
And you were probably passing anybody. You were probably just
passing,
keeping up with the slow flow of traffic.
Really. It was like everybody was doing the same thing. And, of course, then comes this tractor trailer with all those cars on top of it. And he's doing like 100 miles an hour. Those things scare me. They really do.
You know, one of my pet peeves is riding along, like when it's tight lanes, I do not like riding along the cement dividers.
Oh,
I hate it.
Because you feel like you're going to crash into it, right?
God forbid. You know, if your tire catches one of those, you're going to be doing a 360 in the air.
You better believe it.
You're going to be doing some flips in the air. And I really, you know, just has to catch it a little bit because your tires are spinning at such a fast pace.
I know that.
And once they catch that cement, like it would, you'd be running right up the wall.
I know that.
Not that it's ever happened to me in the 37 years that I've been driving now.
Yeah.
But still, it's my paranoia.
You lied to me about your age?
I did.
He told me he was 35 and he's driving 37 years.
Yeah, I'm driving 37. Go figure.
Yeah. So. No, I understand what you mean. And, you know, those turns now, when you get off the New Jersey Turnpike, they are very treacherous.
Yeah, you have to be careful. I don't mind riding along trucks. That I don't mind. But if it's raining outside,
yeah.
I hate it because you have all that water splashing like you're in a waterfall.
Yeah.
So it's like either you got to speed up and pass those trucks or slow down so that you're not getting, splashed.
Otherwise,
on the windshield. And you could hydroplane, and, you know, you got to be very careful.
Somebody is talking about us right this moment. And I'll tell you how I know.
There's thousands of people talking about us.
No, seriously. There's one particular person, and I don't know who it is, that is talking about us right at this very moment.
Good stuff?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I just saw a blackbird. When you see, like, a magpie or a blackbird, what do they call those? Crows. Those are the same bird. When you see a group of crows, you know that somebody's talking about you. Especially because they're the squawkers, you know? And if you happen to run into one, do you know that Mia ran into an eagle the other day?
Really? Did she hurt herself?
Actually, he came and swooped her up. We were hoping he would take her to school.
Ran into an eagle. Got his peckerhead just like got me right in the forehead.
No, I'm telling you. And then she showed him to me. I says, oh, my God, that's such a blessing to see that. That is such a blessing. I mean, how many times do you see an eagle in New Jersey? Honestly, it's just a blessing in itself just to see the darn thing. And they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Of course
absolutely
they are. They're gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. I had... Oh, this is years and years and years ago. My daughter Vanessa's ex-boyfriend and I were outside in the front yard. All of a sudden, two bald-headed eagles come into my front yard, and they're so close that we could see their eyeballs. And we were just like remaining with our mouths open. We didn't know whether to get a camera. We were frozen. We were totally frozen, and they circled us several times. They spoke to us, and they flew off. But we were so mesmerized with it that we didn't know whether to go run in and get a camera and miss it or to just stand there and watch it. So we decided to stand there and watch it. It was very lovely.
The other, a few weeks ago, you know, I was in one of those somber moods. It's like I was at a party. I don't know, my energy wasn't there. To be honest with you. I mean, I did the party. The party went well. But inside myself, I was just going through some hard emotional times, personal reasons. And it was just hard for me to be at this one party. And I just, you know, but again, I pulled through for everyone. Everyone was happy. And so to give me strength, so I happened to look outside. And when I looked outside, I saw an owl and I've never seen this before in my entire life. I saw an owl on a branch, and it literally sat there on that one branch the entire party. It never left. And so when I looked at the owl, it just gave me a peace of mind. It gave me, like, the wisdom that I needed.
Yeah.
Because it seems like whenever...
Was it a big owl, or was it like...
No, it was a big owl.
Oh, that's...
It was a pretty big owl. And so when I was, you know, doing my thing, it seems like... Whenever I'm emotionally hurting inside,
yes,
or when, just emotionally hurting inside, or I'm personally frustrated or whatever,
yes,
and having a rough day, when I'm doing a show or when I'm doing a party, it seems like I perform at my best when I'm really hurting inside. It's really,
you know why? Because it's a lot of energy.
Because I don't even feel like being there, you know? It's like when I'm, you know, doing my thing. But thank God, you know,
Well, spirit doesn't care what you feel. They're just going to come.
Yeah, they'll be there regardless.
Vessel.
Yeah. And so therefore, it's like I pull through for the party. I always pull through for everybody. So, and I did, and it went really well. And it was really interesting. There was a time when I went to a party. I drove all the way to South Jersey.
Yeah.
And for the very first time in my entire career, this happened a few years ago. Just as I was going to my trunk to pull out my cards and everything, I just realized I forgot everything.
Oh, no.
I switched vehicles. I took, like, you know, the wrong vehicle. Well, I took the vehicle I wanted, but I forgot to switch it back.
Yeah.
And I said to the girl comes outside, and she greets me at my car before I got into her driveway, you know, because I was parked in the street. And I said to her, I feel really, really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And she goes, why? What's the matter, Artie? And she goes, I'm so happy to see you, because they were waiting a while to see me. And I said, I have nothing. I don't have my cards. I don't have my recorder. I said, I feel really bad. And she looked at me with a smile, and she said, but you're Artie. She goes, you have nothing to worry about. She goes, everything's going to be fine. She goes, come inside.
That's so true.
She goes, you're going to be fine.
Spirit never lets us down.
And so, you know, she gave me such this vote of confidence. And I went in there, and I actually made up my own little angel cards, you know, and these with these little pieces of paper. And I wrote down my little affirmations of words. And I ripped it, you know, I ripped it in pieces. So, you know, it was a different word for different pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And I created my own angel cards, and I turned out to be pretty accurate. And it was fun. And right now we got to go to a commercial break. So,
ready?
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
It's a beautiful
to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. On the halls of Tokyo, I'm down in London town to go. With the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. But when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself.
Back, everybody. Oh boy. So this time, where were we talking about?
We'd be talking about being grateful and to allow yourself to accept no matter where it comes from. Do you understand? So if you're a friend, or if you're in a position where you need something and a friend of yours is willing to help you and you feel funny by taking it, wrong. Actually, the Holy Spirit is sending you that person because that is his helper. And he may not even know he's his helper, but he is making the Holy Spirit is making him his advocate on earth to give you the prosperity that you need at that time.
People come into your life for a reason. Right, at the right moment, at the right time. It's not always about, you know, does it have to be, something extremely for a lifetime in this sense, or it could be just in the moment where you're pulled over, because your car broke down or because there was a health reason or because somebody, God forbid, got sick at a theater or in a restaurant and there was a doctor in the house or somebody right there at the right time.
Yes.
So, you know, God, you know, has everything perfectly lined up.
Plans.
And I think that's amazing for all the people in the world, and he has everything lined up for everybody.
Do you know what reminds me of Bruce Almighty with the filing cabinets?
Oh, that was great.
How about the Paste-Its?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that movie with Bruce Almighty. That's a very funny movie.
It's an amazing movie, and I love it so much. Because, you know what? You think about it. It makes you think. If there's so many billions and billions of people in this world, and God hears us all. How special is that? Can you imagine what we're going to? It's mind-boggling. Our minds are so little that we can't even fathom what we're going into.
Can't even wrap our heads around it. And yet people
I'm excited.
And then people say they don't believe in God, or how can there be a God?
How could that be?
And then with all the people in the world, with all the animals in the world, with all the sea life in the world.
Oh, I got to tell you something.
And it's just amazing. And then people just still say, God is so good at what he does. He's so powerful and so good at what he does. He makes it look so simple, and he doesn't need, you know, when we pray for ourselves. God doesn't need our prayers. We need for him to listen to our prayers.
Yes.
And when you believe, that's when things start to happen. That's when magic starts to happen.
I love that you said animals, because it reminded me of something I wanted to tell folks out there. There was a little article on Facebook, which I thought, it touched my heart so deeply. There was a young man, he's 37 years old. 7 years ago, he found a baby bear cub. And he raised this bear to over 1,000-pound grizzly.
Wow.
He said he comes into the house on Thanksgiving, they give him his own turkey. On his birthday, he comes into the house, they give him his own cake. He's like part of the family. He's not aggressive. He's his very best friend. Well, he said one day he was a little cub, and of course he had no mom, so of course he was taking care of him, and all of a sudden he saw a teardrop in his eye. So he just thought it's because he was sucking on the bottle and whatnot. About 5 years later, the grizzly, over 1,000 pounds, had a bellyache, and he was rubbing his belly. And that same tear appeared in his eye. And he realized that these animals have such a loving connection to us. It's almost like the story of like Noah's Ark. Like every animal that God put on this earth is literally has a connection to us. And we really don't, like a grizzly bear, who would go over to a grizzly bear? They're very dangerous. But one that's been raised in captivity and one that's been hand-fed and raised absolutely feels emotion. And you should look it up on Facebook, because it was such a beautiful, touching story. Do you know he loves Brutus so much? That's his name. His name, the bear's name was Brutus. He loves the bear so much that he made him his best man at his wedding. And that's how gentle he is. When he stands up, he's 6 inches taller than Shaquille O'Neal.
Wow.
Yes. And he weighs over 1,000 pounds. And he does the high five. You have to see this. I'm going to show it to you on my Facebook. Yeah, you're going to draw. He stands up, he gives the high five. Then he literally sits on his butt and he rubs his neck so cute. And he puts his head back and he shakes his head. And then he lays back on his lap.
How old is the bear?
He's 7.
Wow. And what's the name of the bear?
The bear is Brutus.
Brutus, wow.
He's a doll face. And I was a little bit jealous, I have to admit. Not that he had the bear, but because I wanted one too. And I couldn't have it. But I have my boys, and they're like little bears. But anyway, I felt it wasn't jealousy. You say it right. It's
envious.
Envious. Right. That I couldn't have. I would have wanted a bear like I would have wanted air. I think they're just amazing. You have to see how beautiful he is, Audie.
We will. We'll take a look.
I'm going to show you. He's
we'll take
an
a
angel.
Look. Sure.
Guys, look it up on Facebook, because let me tell you something. It's a story worth reading.
Yeah, after our shows, look it up.
Of course. But it's a story worth reading, because it shows you the connection between animals and humans. And there is such a huge connection.
Who's the lady who hangs out in the jungle her whole life with the apes and stuff?
Oh, I just knew her name. Oh,
very, very popular lady.
Yes, she has gray hair.
Eventually. But she's the one who discovered the emotions and of the apes and how they were so closely connected, and and how they have their own unique personalities and how they think and how they are. And then there's the leader, and then there's the followers, and then, yes, you know, they have their favorites.
They have a very social
life. They have a very social life, and they have a lot of same similarities, yes, of human emotions. And yes, she literally dedicated her entire life to hanging out,
yes,
with the animal life, animal kingdom.
I saw also on Facebook one day with her that she had taken this mistreated animal, this mistreated ape, and she, after getting him well, released him back into the wild. So she had a few guys with her. They put him in some kind of a crate, and they put him into the middle of the jungle. They opened the crate. He walked out, walked 3-4 steps. He turns around. He ran over to her and hugged her and kissed her, cried, turned around, and walked away. I started to bawl my eyes out.
Really?
It was such an emotional time for me because it shows that bond. People just, you know, I don't know if they sense fear in us or whatnot, but they are so, there's so much, God put so much love in them to give to us, and we are totally ignoring it. That's why, you know, when you see these dogs or cats that are mistreated, it just kills me. It tears me up. It tears me up.
All right. Right now, we got to go to a commercial break. When we get back, then we're going to be reading somebody by the name of Cheryl from Florida. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I got chills, them boats are flying, and I'm losing control, cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy, they're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Mother Father, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Father, darling Mother, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
Gotta love that song. What a great song.
Back from the
yesteryears. You never hear songs like that anymore. You hear a lot of negative songs and you know, rap songs, you know, they have a lot of, clever sayings and stuff. There's only a few people who have like inspirational messages within their rap songs. And a lot of it, it's just, I don't get it.
When
people, you know, like when I go to the store and there's some young kid punk, at the store and they have their songs blasting and I hear the N word all the time and stuff like
that. Hate that.
And it's like, it's just so disrespectful. I just don't get how these songs could actually exist. But you want to know something? They do. So right now we got Cheryl from Florida. We said we would listen. We would talk. Listen. We would talk to Cheryl from Florida.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you, honey?
Hello?
Hello, Cheryl.
I can barely hear you.
You could barely hear us.
Oh, now I'm hearing you. Now I'm hearing you.
All right, good. Good. So what part of Florida are you from?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm originally from Jersey, but I've been down here many years now. I'm a Jersey girl.
Oh, great.
Very cool.
Yeah, I used to live in Coral Springs, only a half hour away.
Oh, you were less than a half hour away from me.
I used to live in Coral Springs.
I'm in Tamarack.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. I was like your neighbor.
Very cool.
Oh,
so what is it that we could do you for?
I'm sorry, say that again?
What is it that we could do you for?
Well, what I want to know, I have a younger brother who 9 years ago was traumatized, okay, and has not been right since. in and out of the hospital. It's been a rough road for the past 9 years, although he's doing somewhat better now, still ends up back in the hospital again, but not like he did in the past. But, you know, I always get concerned, like, what's going to happen, if something happened to me, what's going to happen to my brother? Like, will he ever be right again and get his life back? I mean, he does have autistic spectrum and a mental disorder, but this was never found when he was younger. You know what I mean? He was always... Like, he lacks some skills.
What's
you know?
His
he
name?
He has a speech impediment.
What's his
With
name?
His name, Michael. Michael.
Michael, and what's the initial of the last name?
I.
Michael I? Okay. Because I just want to flip the cards. Do you have anything to say right away?
Yeah. Excuse me. I feel that he is going to improve. His condition will improve. But I don't feel that he'll ever be able to, excuse me, live on his own totally. But
right.
I want you to know something. There are wonderful hostels out there for people who are borderline whatever their problems are, who live very beautiful, normal lives with just a little assistance. So I want you to take peace and solace in knowing that he will be taken care of. But I don't think he'll be able to do this on his own always.
Right.
Do you know?
Right.
What I'm getting is, want to know something? How old is he?
He's 46. He just turned 46 in January.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something really crazy. All right. I believe if he just sat down and and now I'm not a big golfer, but there's something about watching golf. I keep on seeing the game of golf. And while you're talking about him or while we were mentioning him, and I kept on seeing the game of golf, and I feel like just by him sitting down and just watching this game, something that's just methodic, something about the green grass, something about the stroke of the ball, I just feel like, you know, he just needs to be in an atmosphere where it's just very relaxing and very soothing. And that's what will emotionally keep him pretty well balanced. And I know it sounds very crazy on what I just said, but... what I'm getting is he just needs to be in a pleasant atmosphere and just, you know, like I said, watch TV where he just wants things simpler. I feel like you don't have to like overly zealous him with, you know, trying to jump through hoops for him. I feel like, you know, being simple is better for him. And that's what he
wants. Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Let me ask you something. Is he like borderline, oh my gosh.
Schizophrenia?
Autistic.
He was just you know, all along I've been saying they have the diagnosis wrong, and sometimes, honestly, I believe the meds make him worse instead of better. He's been through so many different meds. It's ridiculous. But and I think they mess him up more than help him most of the time. But about 6 months ago, I think they finally got the diagnosis right when they said autistic spectrum, but he still has, you know, they're still saying he still has these other factors which initiated from this and from being traumatized, you know, like schizoaffective disorder, bipolar, you know, stuff like that, you know, and it's just...
You know what I'm seeing him? Do you ever, like, watch a television show, let's say Star Wars, and you fall in love with the movie, and... all of a sudden, you get so wrapped up in it that you become one of the characters. And I feel like he's got an obsession, in other words. Like, he'll take one thing, focus on it, and he'll have an obsession with it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also feel that he will be taken care of. And there's times when he has moments of very clear lucidity, but there's other moments...
Wait, what do you mean lucidity?
In other words, I feel that, you know, when you talk to him... you would never even know that there's a problem. However, then he goes right off, you know, you can tell after a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling as though he will be taken care of. I don't think you should have to worry about that. If you are worried about that, you can do a living will where you can set everything up for him, God forbid, in the event that you should cross. Do you know what I mean? So that you have peace of mind knowing that he will be okay.
Okay.
For some reason, I keep on picking up the... Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. why is around May 25th so significant?
May 25th?
Something about May 25th. There's something, if you can't relate to it, meaning did somebody cross, did somebody pass, was there an anniversary of? I strongly see May 25th, but I'm getting like there's something special that either is going to happen on May 25th, right around that time frame, or there's a spirit that's going to be coming around who's connected to May 25th that to be around him. And what I'm strongly getting is that, you know, you just need to put him in an atmosphere where it's very calming and relaxing along with the music. And right now we got to go to a commercial break. So
it was really nice speaking with you, and lots of good luck. And please do what I say, and please don't worry. You can handle the situation before it's too late. Okay?
Just keep his atmosphere calm.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break. So stick around.
One of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I can't control my brain, oh, no, oh, oh, oh.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Happy
That's
Cinco.
Right.
And May I'd like 5th. To wish my daughter, Jennifer, a very blessed and happy birthday on May 7th. God bless you, my sweet girl. I love you.
All right. So I looked it up, and it says the celebration of Cinco de Mayo is held on May 5th. The date is observed to commemorate the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over the French forces at the Battle of Puebla, on May 5th, 1862, yeah. under the leadership of General, under General What's-His-Face, that I can't pronounce it, Zaragoza. So it was funny. They're celebrating. This is funny. The Army is celebrating. They're celebrating the Army's unlikely victory over a French force. This is how they say, no, we're not going to win this battle. Let's just have some Corona.
Right. And some guacamole.
And some guacamole. We're not going to win this anyway. What the hell?
That is so cute. You really have to.
That is too that funny. Is that's so, that's what so it cute. Says on
I
the
know.
Thing.
That is really cute.
Hey, listen, we're not going to win this game. We're not going to win this battle. So
they're
like, you
optimistic.
Know what? They're optimistic. That's yeah. right. We're going to have some Coronas, have some drinks, you know, some guacamole, guacamole, it. Whatever you call it.
God bless them.
That's too funny.
Yes, it is too funny. So how was your week this week, my darling friend?
How was my week this week? Actually, it was good. You know, this week was a day, because it was rainy here in New Jersey, it was one of those weeks where I got a lot of things done.
Yes.
And like I said, painting my room was a major
biggie. I'm so glad you got that done. I know it was playing on you.
Yeah, it really was.
I know.
You want to know something? It was weird. I was, speaking with somebody. I'm not going to mention who.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know the person.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with the person, and I was out in public, you know, at a store.
Yeah.
And I happened to have Tic Tacs on me, and the guy's talking to me. And his breath was a little on the strong side, to put it mildly. And so I'm trying to, like, smooth this thing out, you know? So I pull out my Tic Tacs, and I'm having a couple of Tic Tacs. And I go, would you like one?
That was smooth.
And he goes, no, thank you. I go, no, really, would you like one? You know,
please,
it's free. How do you tell somebody who has strong breath rather than saying bad breath?
I know.
How do you tell somebody who has bad breath, like, you know, your breath stinks and stuff like that? You're trying to be really graceful
about it.
Being kind. And so, like I said, you pulled out the mints. And a lot of times, you know, people, when they do have gum or something, they go, oh, listen, would you like some? And yeah. like, and then people almost feel bad that when they're asking the other person, would you like some? No, not that your breath is bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying your breath is bad, that you need one.
But you know what? You should really take that as a hint. So that nobody has to get embarrassed, and it's just used as like a little point of gesture, a kind gesture to the next person.
Well, a lot of people joke around and say, oh my God, they'll laugh and say, oh, do I need one?
Right.
You know, and then other people who are ultra sensitive to everybody
yeah.
says, oh, would you like a mint? Not that you need it. I'm just asking, would you like one?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
But this guy, he needed it. He needed a bath. He needed a breath. He needed a whole lot of.
He needed Drano.
He needed to start working in Trident and Wrigley's. I mean, he needed it. I'm telling you, it was pretty bad. You know, I think he tried to like dodge to the right, dodge to the left, so he doesn't have like direct pressure on you. And stuff.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny.
Seriously, how do you tell it? You know,
yeah.
are you at night? Right, wow. You got to be discreet. Now, are you able to tell somebody your fly is down? Your fly is down?
Well, I don't usually look in that department.
No. It makes no difference whether you're looking. No,
yeah, I can
I'm
tell
just saying.
People.
Not that you have to look down. It like, you know, it's like your work look.
Okay,
walking
so
around
say,
the stores or whatnot.
Right, right. So in other words, let's say I noticed it. Would I say it? Yeah, I think I would. I think I would be bold enough to say that.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, it's better for me to say something quietly and discreetly than somebody started laughing at him and saying, ah, ha, ha, look what that's coming out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know I would do it in a discreet manner. So, you know, it would probably be less of the two evils.
Yeah, I don't think that's such a bad thing, though, if you see somebody with, you know, or if somebody's button is undone or, yeah. you know, with a girl's, you know, if her bra is showing, you know, and it's down.
Right.
I really feel like it's just common social etiquette. And, yeah. and a lot of people have a hard time, you know, expressing that.
I don't think I would have a problem with that at all. But I say things without malice. You know what I mean? When I say something, I don't say it to hurt you. I just say it, you know, as a matter of fact. And being a Sagittarian, sometimes my tact is a little off. And I don't mean it in a crude or harsh way or to hurt anybody. It's just, it comes out in a natural form. Like, I don't have a filter system.
I know you don't.
You know? But I don't mean it to be rude, and I don't mean to hurt anybody either. It's just the way it comes out. It's like, take it or leave it. I mean, I'm not doing it in a bad way.
You know, I was doing a reading for someone, for this one lady, and I was at a party, and she went to pay me at the end. You know, she pulls the money out of her bra. You know, she kept the money in her bra. And I looked at her, and I said, damn, and I thought they were real. I didn't know that they were stuffed with 20s and 50s. Wow.
Could
I have
paper?
Some?
Right.
Could I give you a massage?
Oh, that's so funny. You know what? You know what I really don't like when I do readings? I don't like to have to ask for the money.
Really?
Yeah. Do you feel like awkward?
No, I just say it in a polite, friendly fashion. I do. I just say, you know, like as they're walking, and they feel embarrassed. They feel bad. No, they feel embarrassed. And I said, just one little thing. I said, do you mind? I said, not that I don't love you. That's what I said. Not that I don't love you, but you're going to have to pay me. And they go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Because they get so entranced in everything that they totally forgot. And it's an innocent mistake.
I know.
And right now, Sky and I, we got to wrap up this entire show. It was
Are
so much
serious?
Fun. It goes by really quickly.
Thanks, guys, for calling in. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you who are listening right now with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Don't ever be afraid to ask the Spirit for any blessings or miracles for yourself. And the more specific you are in a positive way, say a positive, don't ask in a negative.
Correct.
The better your chances are that you're going to win the lottery. So don't be afraid to ask. God bless you.
You can win the lottery in many ways too. Don't forget that. A child's health, your health, a spouse's health. That's winning the lottery, you know?
Don't, yeah, don't be afraid to ask. God has endless supply of abundance in everything. So ask away. And when something great comes your way, whether it be with a person, whether it be with food, money, whatever, take it and just be gracious and say thank you.
Absolutely.
And until next week, everybody.
Bye, folks.
Take care. It was a great pleasure.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.